Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and I just happened to see this the other day in passing with something else. Oh, Tucker Carlson. He was talking about the assault on freedom of speech, and, you know, the arbiters are not only Media Matters, they're the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I can remember 20, 25 years ago or whatever. I thought at that point they might be fighting the good fight, and they've morphed into this just weaponized machinery. They're similar to Media Matters in another way, and they go around designating anyone they differ with, and some hate groups, hate groups. Okay, that's tough to deal with. But what do you do when you get an attorney general who, triggered by that, has set up this hate group or hate crime/group subsection to her office in Michigan, and it triggers some kind of an investigation? Joining us, a group that I think does great work, the American Freedom Law Center. Robert Muse is the co-founder and senior counsel, but apparently he's a hater. He heads up a hate group. A lot of haters there in Michigan. He joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in. The first hate group monger I've had on today.
Well, thanks, Dom. You know, I appreciate you carrying the torch there for the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as you mentioned, you know, years and years ago, they were responsible for bringing down the KKK. You know, they had a legitimate organization
right
at that time, but they've totally morphed. They've become this, you know, George Soros funded propaganda machine of the left. And what they do is they go around and they identify their political opponents, people whose political views they disagree with, and they label them as hate groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing for, you know, a private organization like the Southern Poverty Law Center to label and their political opponents, to engage in political propaganda and hyperbole, because that's really what it is. You read their so-called intelligence report, which is the report that identifies all these groups and all the things that they're engaged in. And for the American Freedom Law Center, there's not one thing that we do that is illegal. Everything we do is really defending the civil rights of conservative Christians and conservative Jews, and they oppose that, so they call us a hate group. But it's one thing for them to do that. But now when that's being weaponized, as you point out, by the Michigan Attorney General, by the chief law enforcement officer of our state, and using government resources to now give the government imprimatur and endorsement of this, now the constitutional rights, our constitutional rights, are triggered.
Now,
they made this official policy directive announcement on February 22nd. In this announcement, they had hyperlinks to the Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report, which specifically identifies us. They had a hyperlink to the so-called hate map of Michigan. And you look, there's 31 of so-called hate groups in Michigan, and number one on the list is the American Freedom Law Center. She's already maligned our public reputation in identifying us as a criminal organization. Again, it's one thing for a private group to do it, but now when you have a law enforcement agency pointing to us and saying these guys are hate groups that are engaging in criminal conduct, that's a problem.
Well, absolutely. That's how chilling it is. And it's going to be copied, Robert, I think, too. Now, the Michigan Attorney General Soros is really on to something here. He realizes going after and buying all sorts of people to make laws, you know, the way that the system works, that's too expensive, too time consuming. You get, like we have it here in Philadelphia, our district attorney got $1.2 million, I think, in a DA's race through Soros. Well, he ignores laws. He goes after cops. He ignores laws of violence. That's a pretty good deal to spend that. Is your attorney general of that cloth, do you think?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to find out, and maybe through discovery we'll find out if there are, you know, one of the things that we intend to go into in discovery is the relationship between the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Michigan Attorney General's
right
office, because they're obviously working jointly on this. And, you know, it's very interesting. After we filed our original complaint, we just amended the original complaint. I mean, she didn't, she had her official Facebook post. She didn't say, oh, you know, we apologize, American Freedom Law Center. Yeah, we recognize they're a legitimate organization. You know, we've won many important cases for free speech and free exercise of religion, not only in this state, but nationwide. And, you know, it's, you know, we don't mean to include them in this, you know, in this dragnet that we're engaging in. No, what did she do? She doubled down. This is a direct quote from her, and I added this to our amended complaint. Only in Trump's America, right? So she starts out, only in Trump's America, she says. She's supposed to be the unbiased, objective law enforcement officer, right? She's not even, you know, like a legislature who you know, engages in political
exactly.
And so forth.
Yeah.
She is the attorney general. Only in Trump's America do you get sued for pledging to prosecute hate crimes and pursue organizations that engage in illegal conduct against minority communities. I'll never back down on my commitment to protect the safety of all Michiganders. Bring it. This is what she said. This is our attorney general. Talk about weaponizing the attorney general's office. It is Orwellian, what she is doing. It is. She now has the Michigan's attorney general's office is now the thought police for Michigan, right out of George Orwell's, you know, 1984. It's
well, and as I said, I just read, too, that she set up this whole unit of hers for so-called hate crimes and all the rest. Rather than prosecuting to the fullest extent of the law, it's obvious when you mention thought crime. So you're filing back against her. If she dropped you from that list, you said she, you know, people don't read all this stuff like you and I do for our job. Are people aware in Michigan now you're not a hate group? Is that where it is?
She, rather than apologizing and saying, you know, we don't intend to include them, she was responding in that Facebook post that I just read to you. She was responding to a Detroit News article about our lawsuit, identifying our lawsuit against her. And she is referring specifically to that story, saying that she's gonna come after us, and she's doubling down, and she's telling us to bring it. So I mean, far from you know, apologizing or trying to disassociate us from criminal organizations, she specifically implicates us as being a criminal organization that she's going off after us. And again, you know, she ends this post with saying, "Bring it." You know, and I responded, "Yes, Attorney General, we are bringing it."
So, give listeners a case. Now, we've had your organization on, Robert, over the years, but give us some of the cases. What are a couple of the top cases you've been involved in?
Well, you know, one of the main case that the Southern Poverty Law Center cited to. And in their most recent intelligence report, which is what triggered the attorney general here in Michigan, was the fact that we filed a friend of the court brief in the United States Supreme Court in support of President Donald Trump's so-called travel ban. Brief on behalf
right.
of multiple national security experts, including, you know, a former Navy admiral, a former Army general, a former ambassador, and who have, you know, concern, national security concerns. And so we filed this in amicus brief. That was listed in the report as a key moment of hate in 2018 as our filing this front of the court brief. It's so absurd you can't even make this stuff up. We represented a Christian group here in Michigan that was at an Arab festival, and they were engaging in speech that this mob of Muslims did not like. They were literally attacked with rocks, bottles, stones. And the Wayne County Sheriff's Department told the Christians to leave because they were disturbing the peace. And they're like, well, we're engaging in free speech. What about the bottle throwing? This case went all the way to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit en banc, meaning the entire court. I argued this case before a 15-judge panel, and we won on every single issue. But that apparently is anti-Muslim because we're defending Christians who can't engage in speech because the Muslims don't like it and they're attacking them with stones. These are the sort of cases and things that they point to in their so-called intelligence report that somehow makes us a hate group because we are defending and we're succeeding. And that's, you know, that's the end of the day. You look at the groups that are on there, they're the groups that are making a difference.
Yeah, exactly. So for listeners, we chart this. They're aware now of the Southern Poverty Law Center and their power and their money and their backing. And that's one thing to be maligned by that. That has consequence. But then when the duly elected arbiter, the judicial part of this, the attorney general, the enforcer of all this, uses that rather than her own devices to be going after you for I don't really know what and weaponizes that, this is something that is a breakthrough that I'm kind of surprised it's not talked about more nationally. I find it to be amazing.
Yes. This is really the start of, I think, where a lot of this is going. You know, the other component of this, we also sued the director of the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. And in that same press release, this director of Department of Civil Rights, it's sort of oxymoronic the way they're treating civil rights. It's select civil rights. They're keeping a database on organizations that they consider to be hate organizations. And one of the examples that he actually used in this official announcement of the policy was this pro-patriot group that was handing out leaflets in a public forum during President's Day up in Lansing. That's constitutionally protected activity. So you're engaging in constitutionally protected activity because you don't like with the viewpoint of whatever the literature might say, that it's patriot or anti-illegal immigration or whatever. You're going to now find yourself in an official database of the Michigan government, and they're going to keep their eyes on you. I mean, this is Big Brother stuff.
Absolutely.
It is very dangerous.
It is
how the left operates.
It is. Well, Robert, thank you. Thanks for the great work you guys do. And again, we'd like to be in the loop. Let us know as this proceeds and goes forward. I don't know of any other attorney general doing this yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if they have any level of success here. Robert, thank you. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.